Chris Lofton is with us, and also Dane Bradshaw. Both of them hit big three-pointers down the stretch to help Tennessee come from behind. Chris, let's start first. What was the talk in the locker room at halftime? You're down 14, then down 12 at halftime. What did you say at halftime? What did Coach Pearl talk to you about?
We just talked about how, you know, we can't just get down on ourselves right now, that we got 20 more minutes to play. You know, the team took it, and we used it the second half for motivation.
You know, and it wasn't as if you weren't getting great shots in the first half. You just weren't finishing shots, were you?
Right, man. We got some easy looks. We were missing free throws. And, you know, we just talked about how you always have them days, but, you know, it's behind us now. We had to look to the second half, and we did better.
You hit a couple of shots, two of them when Shelton was on you. He just didn't think you were going to shoot from that far out, and you just let it fly.
Yeah, you know, Coach gave us the freedom to shoot. We're in cutters, and I just love that.
Dan, let's talk about your effort tonight. You got in foul trouble a little bit in the first half. That kind of limited some of the things you did. But still, a key thing in the second half was taking care of the ball. You only had one turnover for the whole half. And the fact that you guys didn't let South Carolina have anything easy.
Right. We knew we really didn't play that badly in the first half, and there were very fixable things such as free throws and missed layups. And if we could just keep up the defensive effort, we were going to be okay. And when we were breaking it down late in the clock, we just made some unbelievable shots with Chris and CJ and Juwan stepping up as well.
Dan, I think one of the things, too, you really frustrated South Carolina in the second half. They had mismatches all over the floor, but their big guys never knew how to take you guys underneath, did they?
Just trying to frustrate them by fronting the post, and they were trying several things with the high-low pass, and we were able to take that away for the most part. They got a couple good looks, but I think the main thing was them really having some good defensive possessions and us just making some big shots and kind of taking the wind out of their sails.
Dan, I know that you hit the big three-pointer in the corner to really seal the game when you went up 74-67. When you let that thing go, you'd already turned around to talk to the crowd. What were you talking to the guys about?
It felt pretty good. I probably won't ever do that again, but I was pretty sure it was going in. I looked over, and I saw Eddie DeBrow cheer, and I was like, all right, it's definitely in. Just heard coaches say, get back on defense.
So. And you also had a running conversation with the crowd over here, the student section, too.
I gave them a nice thank you, and I
yes,
appreciated them coming out.
And a career high for Bradshaw, Dane today with 14 points. Guys, just talk about what this victory means to you. You guys have been here before. This is the first time Tennessee's won in this building. Chris, what does this victory mean to this team on the road, the first one in the SEC?
It means a lot for us. You know, lets us start off right, 1-0, especially on the road. You know, it's hard to play in the SEC on the road, and I think this win really boosts our confidence.
It's got to boost your confidence, Dane, doesn't it?
It really does, especially in this building. For some of our seniors, they haven't won here in 3 years. So it's just a great start and kind of great place to kind of make a landmark for us as our first win here.
You know, this team is always talking about building off the last win. Now you got Georgia at home on Wednesday night, so you got to come in and if you don't win there, then this one negates this one, doesn't it?
Right.
So the key is to come out and just keep building momentum, right?
Yeah, the key, you know what I'm saying, we got to come out and play Georgia like it's our last game. We just got to execute and play good.
Dane, were you amazed at some of the places that Chris took his shots today, at the distance he bombed those things in from?
He did, and I was under there for rebound position, and I saw the ball coming right through the net, and I was running back on defense before I even had a chance to rebound, because he can make them from there. And he said Coach gives us the freedom, but I think he's the one with only that type of freedom. Right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Those were one time you're almost in Coach Pearl's lap over there, Chris, when he let it fly.
I think I was late clock.
Oh, well, still, it was a long way. But, Dane, today you hit a couple of three-pointers. You've been really working on that, right, two-year shot, haven't you?
I have been, and I've been hoping to see results here. And, fortunately, I've made a couple in the past two games. And I'm just real fortunate that my teammates are cheering me on, too, because they're just as happy for me as anybody.
Now, has Lofton been giving you some shooting tips or anything like that?
No, we go at it a few times when we're in there late at night shooting. But, I don't know, percentages speak for themselves right now. I'm trying to come up on them.
Well, guys, congratulations. What a big win. Enjoy the flight home, and good luck against Georgia on Wednesday night. What a good effort. One of the big wins since you guys have been here, and one of the big road wins in Tennessee history. Congratulations.
We appreciate it.
Okay, Chris Lofton and Dane Bradshaw with us. Says Tennessee wins today over Carolina, 76-69.